Yeah, my name is Sharia. I own Sharia's Plant-Based Treats. It's a plant-based bakery business in the South Hills of Pittsburgh in Dormont. It's not a brick and mortar. I do pick up, and I was doing wholesale for a while, but I also do events. I got started in the spring of 2022. I was working a kind of brutal 9-to-5 job. Corporate America has never been for me. It was definitely a job where I was like, I just can't do this forever. And I always knew I was going to do my own thing. I've always been creative. I've always been an artist. So that was always like where my mind was wandering when I was doing these jobs that were paying the bills. So I was always cooking at home plant-based. I always loved to bake. That was something I loved to do more than cooking. At home, I have a 9-year-old daughter, and I was at a local bakery, and they had Pop-Tarts, just, you know, regular homemade Pop-Tarts. I was like, oh, that, I bet I could make that vegan, plant-based. So I went home, and I made them, and she loved them, and just on a whim, I was like, I'm just going to post this to my personal Instagram. Like, why not? And so I posted that I had made these strawberry Pop-Tarts, and I just had an immediate response. I just followed it. Honestly, it was like week by week. I just kept going with it. I think in the subconscious part of my head, I was just like, I knew how unhappy I was in the job I was working. And because I just had this sense that I was always gonna do something else, I just kept doing it. I quit my full-time job. I got my cottage license. You can get that through the state and bake out of your home. And I was able to sell wholesale at local shops. And I just kept doing it, and it just kept growing and growing. So when I started the idea with the Pop-Tarts and I was following the flow of it and the interest was there and it just kind of spread and I was like, all right, there's something here. And I've always been just, I guess, more into retro nostalgic things anyways. And so I had this vision of, you know, I saw it in front of me, this like brand of organic, plant-based nostalgic snacks and things like Pop-Tarts and ho-hos and oatmeal cream pies and Little Debbie cakes is something else I've made. So just creating a line of cleaner products, that was like the driving force, is just creating really cool niche that would be just my thing. Every kid, it seems like, has their Pop-Tart flavor that they loved. And the main two that I've learned, and I would say the most popular, is the brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tart. That wasn't always mine, it was the strawberry. So I started with the strawberry, but then made the brown sugar cinnamon. So those are my two most popular. I love both of them, but I would say my personal favorite flavor is the wedding cake. So it's a mixed berry with, I create a vanilla vegan buttercream filling with it, and then a almond icing and brown sugar cinnamon. So it's that almond berry wedding cake flavor. Honestly, I think the filling for my Pop-Tarts is what surprises most people, because I just create a puree from organic dates and organic berries or fruit. I don't add anything else. People are shocked by that. The filling is the part that really gets people, that they love the most about it, and it's the simplest. It's just fruit. My Pop-Tarts, I call them Vop-Tarts because I wanted to, you know, not get in trouble. But add the V, the parentheses associated with vegan, that's how I label my products. So the Vop Pockets are cheeseburger, pizza, breakfast sausage and cheese. I have a creamy dill pickle. It's just a cashew cheese that I create with dill and pickle chips, and then I put that in the pastry dough. And I also create a vegan ranch dip to dip that in. It's really, really good. The biggest thing that people miss eating vegan and eating plant-based, I'd say more than meat, is cheese. That is the thing that most people really have a really hard time giving up. So I've created vegan cheeses that go in my Vop Pockets. And so I create them from a cashew and nutritional yeast, sort of like a mozzarella texture. And I add that in my products, different herbs and spices. But ultimately, the seitan and the cheese create the flavor. Whatever I'm adding ingredients, I'm not just thinking about the flavor it'll add. It's the texture, the consistency, the moisture, all of it. To learn more about Sharia's plant-based treats, you can check out my Instagram at Sharia's_plant-based_PGH. You can find the information of where to order, where I sell, all in the info in my bio, and there is also a link to my store.